This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Steelers brass has sucked at being able to identify defensive back talent and how good they're going to be in the NFL. Generally, they identify them, they draft them, and they're not good. Now you have a known commodity that you don't have to identify or wonder if he's going to be good. He is good in the NFL.
He was the best slot corner in the league, one of the best slot corners in the league last year.
Yes.
He can play free safety, which makes Sean Davis immediately expendable. On top of that, and this is why I suggested this, although I suggested it with an admittedly low-ball offer last week on Twitter when we started to see that Minkah Fitzpatrick was going to request a trade away from Miami, is because this simply adds more talent to your defense.
Young talent.
This is another first-round draft pick to go with Devin Bush, to go with Terrell Edmonds, to go with T.J. Watt. You're building up young talent on the defensive side of the ball that can run around and make plays. And I know people are down on Devin Bush right now because of the start he's had to the season. People still don't know if Terrell Edmonds is going to take that next step this year. Guess what? A lot of what you just said is exactly why you do this, because they haven't drafted well in the secondary. This guy can play both slot corner and safety, and you know what you have in
him. What it also does is it pushes Sean Davis to sub-package football and sub-package football only, and it hastens his move out of town. Not that we're down on Sean Davis, but Sean Davis can get paid somewhere else. He hasn't necessarily shown, and I think just the other day, although it still led to a score eventually, the boneheaded play he makes on the block in the back, there are some different things that he does that just don't make sense. Sean Davis now becomes Cam Kelly. Cam Kelly becomes expendable, and you have Minkah Fitzpatrick who walks in the door, and he's immediately an impactful player. It's just like drafting him number one next year. He's an 11th overall pick, but he's able to plug and play now, and he's proven in the league. The Steelers now, Keith Butler, I will say this, has absolutely positively no excuse but to get better. As you outlined, Edmonds, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Bud Dupree, Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, you are rife with first-round talent that you're throwing out on that football field.
Maybe not so much Artie or even Bud. But here's the other thing it does. This says we believe in Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
We believe in Mason Rudolph to the extent that, no, why would we go out and draft a quarterback in the first round next year? That's what everybody talked about immediately upon the announcement of the Ben trade. Oh, my God. Or the Ben trade, the Ben injury. They're going to go 4-12. They're going to have a top 10 pick. Just go draft a quarterback. No, wait, first of all, I think the majority of us in this room believe in Mason Rudolph, and I think a lot of people listening believe in Mason Rudolph because the flashes of greatness are in there. Now, we've got to see it prove out over the next 14 games, but if you believe in Mason Rudolph, as they do, the reason they drafted him when they did was because they had a first-round grade on him and he was still available. If you believe in Mason Rudolph, then you don't need to draft a quarterback. You don't need to worry about quarterback next
year. Hell, go get Jalen Ramsey, too, if you want. Really. Might as well. But this, I love it. I can't disagree with a guy like Ryan Clark anymore. This is a move that is a win, 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 win,
and it's
win all the way around.
Win now.
And it's you're contractually
win for the future.
Yes, you're contractually obligated to him. He's contractually obligated to you. You've got three more years out of this guy. This is positively a slam dunk, I think. 412-928-9370. Coming up next, we get into how Kevin Colbert, how the Pittsburgh Steelers, how the old guard is maybe evolving a whole lot with just this one move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.